mummy says I'm a miracle. But look at my face and it's plain to see. Ever since the day Doc chopped the umbilical cord, it's been clear there's no peer for a miracle like me.
Elves, bells and goddamn buckets of blood. Yes, I was that soldier. Just the other week, I sat in the Cambridge Theatre in the heart of London's glittering West End at the extra matinee showing of the musical adaptation of the great Roald Dahl's story Matilda. Now, the key phrase that I just said there, did you hear it? The key phrase was musical. For having let out a deep and resigned sigh as I cast my gaze around the place at 2:25, or as we theatrical experts might put it, 5 minutes before the horror begins, I started to think this might not have been the A1 five-star number one double first plan after all. 5 minutes into the tune that might well be spinning around in your head right now and forevermore, I leant chin onto upturned palm and sucked on a consolation polo mint and watched the opening number as an excited, excitable, ultimately perhaps executionable cast of adorable little cherubic stage school brats sang their little heads off and achieved comparable volume to that of the Saturn V rocket on takeoff to the moon, but at a musical pitch known as screech. I pushed an index finger into each ear and remembered all of a sudden why I don't much care for musicals. Still, only 2 hours and 40 minutes to go. Before the off, I checked with the young lady in the bar about interval time. I'm hoping for 40 minutes. 15, she said. 15? Hardly worth getting out of your seat, I thought. A thought I was to revise rather swiftly after, flick knows how long, of rather irritating tunes belted out by a cast who were becoming less adorable by each and every hideous verse, particularly those who played the older children. Now, there may still be an audience for strapping young men in long grey socks, shorts and fifth form issue V-neck jumpers, but personally, I'd hoped it had died out with Hitler and his mob. When I sloped out for a slash, I even overcame my, oh, I do despair, I really do, interval disappointment at the choice of beer. Bex or Stella? Bex, please. £4.50 a bottle. And because, well, unless it's the last of the brandy, I detest drinking out of bottles. This thin, ordinary and warmish brew is served in an enormous plastic pot more suited to housing an aspidistra, and I've got 5 minutes in which to drink it. You know what? I'd have paid double. I had a chat to someone at work about the musical theatre experience. She said she struggled when she saw Annie. You know, the sun'll come out tomorrow. That one. Never seen it, but I can believe it. Then she recommended Phantom of the Opera. She was plainly very keen on it, and I didn't want to be rude, so I just said, well, I don't really like the music very much. Rock of Ages is great, she said. You know, the Queen one. Oh, bloody hell. People don't make it easy, do they? Again, I said, I don't like Queen. My friend doesn't like Queen either, she said, and she loved it. Well, all right then. Ben Elton's script, she said, is really quite funny. And I may have said something, well, like, you know, I'm not really buying it. But the atmosphere in the theatre is brilliant, she said. A room full of Queen fans up for a party. Do you know, I think I prefer this.
My mummy says I'm the precious Barrelina. She has never seen a pretty Barrelina.
Do you know what? I think I might go back on the fags.